Please, thank you. Again, as the next part of the evening, we have when the phone's ready. Let's start again.
Yeah, I must be special, like, you know, somebody's ringing up for me, like, or for Bob.
Yes. Okay, folks, as we're aware, we've got George Parker here, who's a part of this community and he's been very supportive of us over the years. And George has come along tonight to also help us with some of the funding that we do require. And I'll just pass it on to George to say a few words, if I may.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, thank you for letting me join you this evening. I hope you've had a good meeting. Did you all pay attention?
Yeah.
Anyhow, I'm here on behalf of the Llanelli Boys Grammar Graig Former Pupils Association and myself, you know. And we want to present to you a bit of a recognition for the wonderful work that you do as veterans. And you're incredibly proficient you do excellent work, especially with respect to all the Remembrance Days and Armed Forces Days and so on. And of course, the support you provide amongst yourselves and existing personnel, you know, army personnel. With myself and the grammar school and so on, and the organisations I belong to, you've done brilliant work in connection with the remembrance service we had, sadly, for the 47, I think it was, who died in World War I from the grammar school. You did a brilliant support when we did a ceremony for the 13 who sadly lost their lives from the Great Western Railway. In the good shed, were a few of you there on that occasion?
Yes,
and don't forget, of course, we had Nia Griffiths there, we had Carwyn Jones there, and you've got the film of it all, haven't you?
Yes.
We had the school, four different schools, children from four different schools, and Network Rail. So, but the thing that made all the difference was the fact that you were there, like, you know, and with the standards and so on. Also, of course, you did a brilliant presentation and support when Darwin community did the interpretive panel, memorial panel plaque to the 17 who died in World War I. We still got to do World War II, so that's on the agenda. Well, in fact, it's on the agenda for all of these to do World War II. And of course, you probably recollect that we produce a booklet with everyone, which gives all the details of each one that's fallen, what regiment is in, when he sadly got killed, or where they're buried, obviously, and so on and so on. You know, it's really wonderful to record all this information and to form a booklet in each case on it. The other one was, of course, the to do with VGA Day. Which again was first class on your part, another brilliantly organised event. And on that occasion, there were seven from the grammar school who sadly lost their lives in Asia. And I'm sure there were many from all the other schools as well. So it wasn't just grammar school, but a commemoration of all the young men who died in out in Asia there, you know. Pleased to have Alan Evans with us, and a number of you have been interviewed today, isn't it, this evening, and I think it's fantastic to record some of your exploits and your recollections, because these things, there's so little spoken about these things, and I feel it's such a shame. I think we all regret, like my father was in the 53rd Welsh Division in D-Day, not D-Day plus 20 or something, and went through the war, ended up marrying my mother, who was German, at the end of the war, and my sister was born in Germany. But we never spoke much about it, and things like this. And it's nice to have some recollections, and I think it's absolutely brilliant that we got people, somebody like Alan Evans and his son Al Kenna here, who can do such a brilliant job of recording these events, you know. And recording what you have to say in your recollections. And hopefully the videos that are produced, and you've got quite a few of the videos, haven't you, from Remembrance Services that you've, apart from you keeping them yourselves, you also put them into the Llanelli Library archives, because it may not seem so important, as important now, but in 20 years' time, you're truly seriously interested, you know, for those that follow us. The donation we're making, okay, is not a huge sum for all the tremendous work that you all do, the standards and the, you know, with your standards and the Googling and the way they're all brilliantly organised. I don't know who does the organising. Anybody here does the organising? Is he any good at it?
Yes,
he's
very good.
From that,
he's all right. No, he said he's brilliant the way you are. And last Saturday before last, the Armed Forces Day was another example of how first class you all are. And of course, you're bringing up the young cadets and all these, and the ladies, of course. So that was wonderful. I just mention it. I don't know if there's talk. You have a talk of going to Sir Turgen. Sir Turgen Bosch.
Sir Turgen Bosch.
In Holland, isn't it?
Yeah.
And next year, if you are, I know that the boys, the grammar school, Graig Association, will got £1,000 available to donate to you. Going over there to assist. I think Lars as well provided a choir, whatever. I read up a few days ago that there were about 250 sadly lost their lives. Relieving that town,
yeah,
or winning, and another 400 were wounded. And that's all the 53rd Welsh Division and another Welsh regiment and so on. Anyway, so finally, just pleased to present these monies to Bob, Mr. Bob Thomas. And thank you all again for letting us support all the brilliant work that you do. And wish you all further success.